USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The average 401k balance is down 23% in the last year. Fidelity Investments says it now stands at just over $97,000. Despite that, the average 401k contribution rate stands at just under 14%. The president of workplace investing at Fidelity said folks should contribute to their 401k consistently, no matter what happens in the stock market. The balance of power in Washington, D.C. is set to change. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Republicans won the majority of seats in the House of Representatives in the midterm elections, ending Democrat control of Washington that has seen America lose her energy independence and new taxes on every American because of overspending inflation.
The Senate is in session on Thursday, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says while many lawmakers are focused on the next session of Congress, Americans are still struggling with inflation that he blames on Democrats overspending.
The Democrats have passed radical policy on top of radical policy, and it's brought hardworking Americans like the people of Georgia pain on top of pain.
Residents in western and upstate New York are bracing for an extreme snowstorm as multiple counties are under a state of emergency. New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul attacked semi-drivers just trying to do their job during the storm while at a press conference in Buffalo.
They literally can paralyze our highways, putting people at risk, stranding motorists for hours if not days.
Governor Hochul telling residents to make sure they have plenty of supplies both at home and in their cars, and if they must travel, to do so carefully. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A key Fed Reserve official says interest rate hikes aren't impacting inflation very much yet. St. Louis Fed President James Bullard describing the impact so far as limited. To that end, Bullard anticipates further interest rate increases. Republicans have taken the majority in the House, and an investigation into the Biden family will be one of their top priorities. On Thursday, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan accuses the FBI of targeting the Trump family while simultaneously suppressing information about the Biden family and their overseas business work.
2018, it was the Mueller investigation. 2020, they suppressed information about the Hunter Biden story. 2022, they raided the president's home 91 days before an election. Maybe it'd be nice if the FBI and the Justice Department just stayed out of it and let we the people decide who we think should represent us, who we think should lead us.
The families of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie are agreeing to a $3 million settlement in connection with the Petito's family wrongful death lawsuit. Laundrie is a suspected killer of Petito, whose body was found in Wyoming after being reported missing. Laundrie's remains were found in Florida. Laundrie's remains were found in a Florida park where it's suspected he took his own life. Week 11 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night from the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, where the Green Bay Packers will host the Tennessee Titans. Kickoff for that game set for just after 8:15 p.m. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.